This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Ted, I forgot to ask you there. We picked a name out of the hat before the show. What do the listeners think as far as the poll that's up on X now at Men's Room Live?
Weed Week!
For today?
Yeah.
Well, yes. Because I have it pulled up already. Wow! Mike's in the lead.
Mike is in the lead. I can't imagine why.
I'll be damned.
Yeah. Mike, then me, then Miles. Then Thrill.
We'll finally got off my case this time.
Yeah, all right. See? We'll let you know whose name was picked at the end of the show. Coming up. Headsets on the way. Text me to potato, soggy fish sandwiches, and Easter candy. But first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Hola, gentlemen. Today is my wife Jackie's 37th birthday. Okay. Amazing mom of 5 kids and the best wife I've ever had. Can she get some turtle sex? Followed by the captain talking about his adventures on the sea. That from Steven in Excelsior Springs, Missouri.
Excelsior.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. And happy birthday. Oh, my adventures on the seven seas. That would be Carla, Caroline, Cara, Cora, Canadia, Chlamydia, and finally Clarice, who was shaken up about having met a cannibal apparently sometime in her past. Nevertheless, I enjoyed those seven seas, and when I look back, they were in fact seven seas. Crunchberries.
But y'all, today's my amazing husband, Jeremy's 38th birthday. The only thing he wants is a birthday shout-out from you guys.
No.
So, going to get a Wendy Williams burp fart, some green beans, and the captain talking about birthday sex and beers. Love you guys. Thanks for all that you do. We live in Vancouver now, but we got to visit last week and enjoy some Loretta's in South Park.
Ooh, nice.
And have some shots at 9 Pound. Thank you guys, and cheers. That from the lovely Rachel.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Ooh, well, ahoy there, and happy birthday. What can you do with sex and beers on your birthday? Well, that's a little something that the old Chappy Tad and his friend at General Mills have been working on. We're trying to come up with the first effable beer. So far, it's tested well with Tony the Tiger. He won't give it back. We'll let you know. He just won't. It's that good. Stay tuned. Crunch Berries.
Hey guys, I want to wish Carissa, my best friend since we were 15 decades ago, a very happy insert number birthday. Can you have the Dirty Germans tell her what they do with the cake and where they put the candles? If it helps, she may or may not be into that kind of stuff. Lots of love, guys. That from Stewards.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I will bend over and touch my toes. The cake is somewhere there. Candles included.
Yeah, the funny part is that we made the frosting for the cake.
Yeah.
The candles go exactly where you think they do. Up your nostrils.
All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaz of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers.
Weed Week! Mm.
Trying to fly.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef is in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. That is disturbing. Took a second. All right. So, what do you gentlemen in here know about the McDonald's fish au filet?
I know that it was invented for Lent. Is that correct?
All right. So, I was a little off on that. I've been saying that for years.
Yeah, so it's not that.
It's not that. Well, basically, here's the deal. Most people know nowadays, Catholics, you're not supposed to eat meat in Lent.
Mm-hmm.
But like when my parents grew up, you weren't allowed to eat meat any Friday.
Really?
It wasn't just
like, or what? Like 5 weeks, whatever it is.
No. Like all year long.
Oh, really?
That's why in the Midwest you have, they're famous for their fish fries on Fridays and this and that. That was
tuna casserole, probably.
Correct. That was a massive deal. Like, I mean, there was a long period where we barely, especially in Lent, but I mean, we barely ate meat on Fridays.
Really?
Yeah.
Want to order a pizza? No.
No, not that day.
No. No pepperoni, man.
Yeah. Oh, sausage. You're right. But like I was telling my buddy the other day, like when Maryland made that run to the national title game, the first couple rounds they played on Friday nights. Me and my cousin Tom would get off work. We'd go to my dad's house. We'd order two large pizzas.
All right.
Cheese.
Yeah. Right. All right. Hey, man.
But the fish filet was originally invented in 65. So basically this guy, he owned a franchise, Lou Gronin. It's 1962. So he realized his Catholics were not coming in. So he's like, I got to make a menu item that will sell on Fridays. He comes with the fish filet, takes it to Ray Kroc. Ray Kroc's like, I don't know, man. They were going to start with fried halibut. They launch it as a, basically, Kroc's like, let's see. They agree. The fish filet sold enough the first Friday they put it on a national menu that they were like, oh, we got to keep this.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
And there is a weird group of people, which I'm included in, that like the fish filet.
Sure. But it's one of the only fish sandwiches that I know of that, or at least they started out where they added cheese.
Correct.
People always died for cheese on their fish.
I can't think of any other fish.
I cannot think of any other combination.
With cheese.
Right. Tuna melts.
Okay,
there's right, one. Strong. There's two.
Yep. 1913, McDonald's switched from cod to Alaskan pollock.
All right.
Basically,
I prefer Sydney pollock.
It tastes pretty much the same. They're both white fish with a mild flavor. And then, as always, the slice of cheese and the tartar sauce. Mm-hmm. These are nine exciting facts about the fish filet. So originally, they were going to put a different non-meat item on the menu. So I know we think this is all brand new stuff. People don't eat meat. But a lot of people haven't been eating meat for years. But originally, they were going to have the hula burger, right? So like chicken nuggets weren't originally supposed to have any part of chicken in it. It was just supposed to be fake chicken nuggets. So originally, they had the hula burger, which was grilled pineapple.
All right.
A slice of cheese on that bun. But then after the fish filet took off, Ray Kroc
said, with the McGetto.
Yeah, that sounds horrible. Pineapple and cheese.
Weed Week.
God.
What's McDonald's, man? They got to put that slice of American cheese.
I get it.
If I was eating that, I'd be crying.
Like, what happened?
There's nothing left on my fridge.
What happened to my life? Could you eat chicken?
On Fridays?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's meat, dude.
All right, well, so is fish.
Well,
yeah, but seafood, it's always kind of
technically, if you look at the bio, it's probably no hoofed animal or something like, you know, like
no snakehead fish for you, friend.
Then chicken, then. I'd say, give me chicken.
Well, chicken still counts as meat, though.
They got feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So no, it's got no feet. It's no meat. Footed animal.
Feet means meat.
Yeah.
Feet does mean meat.
Okay. I'm following.
The Alaskan pollock in the fish fillet, surprisingly fresh. One of McDonald's
former... They'll hit on you all the time. Hey there, before you eat me.
One of their former chefs said, basically he's like, it's actually, it's caught. They quickly filleted, flash frozen, and froze it on the vessel. It's also whole muscle, not protein that's been chopped up and formed like nuggets.
All right, or gefilte fish.
I have no idea what gefilte fish is.
It's just pieces of crap in fish. Jar.
Get your gefilte fish out of my face.
When you eat a fish fillet, do you notice the bun's a little different than your average cheeseburger?
I do.
You know why?
Because it's different?
Because they steam it.
Oh. Yeah. I wonder if you could get your bun steamed on a hamburger.
Yes, you can, brother.
I mean, I bet if you ask, they do it for you.
Can you steam those buns, baby?
Ask it exactly like that.
I'm just picturing.
I know you do it for the fish.
Miles is one of the few people I know that really likes fast food, like, for lunch. So I just imagine you at 10:30. Cheeseburger, but can you steam my bun?
Please. And do it slowly.
Mm-hmm. But that's the big difference. And it is, too. Because usually you're like, oh, this is softer and better.
Every time.
So why don't they do it for the hamburger?
Probably takes too long.
Yeah. Let's see. Canadians briefly could buy the McDonald's tartar sauce by the bottle.
Lucky Canadians.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
They got it by the bottle.
Isn't tartar sauce just basically mayonnaise and relish?
Pretty much.
I mean, you got to add some spices to it.
A little bit of dill.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Fish fillet, one of the healthier menu items. It's only got 380 calories. So, like, as far as, you know, a quarter pound of cheese has 520.
Okay.
So you can get the fish fillet. And then the last one on here is just a big myth. Everybody's like, I'm telling you, man, the fish fillet has gotten smaller. No, we've gotten bigger. All right? Fish fillet size has not changed.
Your hands got bigger.
Right. It's the same damn fish fillet you've been eating forever. So just come on. Let's just stop it with the nonsense out there.
Yeah. Sure,
and in Japan, they have other fish offerings. You can get like a shrimp patty.
Damn. All right.
Now, you've been good all Lent. You've been eating your fish on Fridays. You gave up something. But Sunday's the day. Easter candy day. People are hating on it. So let's talk about the good stuff. These are the most popular Easter candies. Peeps missed the top 10 nationally, but they're popular in some areas around the country. In Boston, Philadelphia, and D.C.
I just want to put Peeps into perspective, all right? Because I do not like Peeps. Easter is the Peeps time. Am I right? Can't make the top 10 during the one time that Peeps make sense. Mm-hmm. That's how bad they are.
Could you do that with a s'more?
A Peeps s'more? Yeah, you could. It wouldn't be good, but yeah, you could.
I mean, could you roast a Peep?
Well, it'd be a little evil lighting that little peep on
fire. That's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, you got this stick with a bird on it, man.
Just got a little bit of extra sugar on it.
I'll tell you what's good, clean fun. You ever put one in the microwave?
That's good, clean fun. Because, yeah, see, I could do that to a real bird.
Blow up. How about the...
They get massive.
Oh, yeah. How about the Cadbury cream egg? Does that make the list?
All right, so out of the top 10, the Cadbury cream egg, it does. At number 5.
Number 5, okay.
I know, Miles, you hate them. I do not care for them, but people that like them love them.
The chocolate bunny, I feel like, is a staple at Easter.
Let's see.
That's my nickname.
One particular brand, the Lindt Milk Chocolate Bunnies.
There it is.
Okay. How about jelly beans?
Jelly beans.
Oh, yeah.
So the Starburst jelly beans that somebody who's smart brought up the other day, they make the list, not regular-ass trash jelly beans. Let's see what else is on the list here.
Damn, man. You're going to be a lot of upset kids listening to Ted. They're going to get jelly beans on Easter and be like, these are the trash jelly
these
beans.
These suck, man.
Ted on the radio said so. These aren't Starburst.
You demand Starburst jelly beans.
All right.
You heard it. From your parents and the Easter Bunny.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
What other candies?
Hershey's Milk Chocolate Candy Eggs.
Does Reese's make something? Like a peanut butter
egg? Yeah, they're top list. Kinder chocolate eggs with the toy inside.
I think
here in the States, you don't get the toy inside because we don't trust ourselves not to choke on them.
What do you drink first? Cake?
The king cake.
And that's also why we don't get them out here, because it's the toy's the only reason. Kinder's fine.
Stop eating the toys.
Yeah. Oh, the Kinder chocolates, I think, are great.
Right.
Sour Patch Kids make the list at number 6.
Oh, hell yeah.
You can get those in eggs, different shapes and stuff. Cadbury cream eggs for number 5. Hershey's milk chocolate, just in general.
Yep.
And then here, this is this time of year, too. This is when you buy that bag of miniatures.
Yeah,
with the Mr. Good Bar, the Crackle, the Special Dark,
Crunch. My other nickname.
Special Dark.
Chocolate Bunny and Special Dark.
Special Dark.
Special Dark,
I don't know you want to go by that, dude.
Now that I keep saying it out loud, I'm like, no. No, I don't.
What if you went by, like, white chocolate?
White chocolate.
Just to mess with people.
Surprise.
What's your nickname? White chocolate.
Which part of him's white? Hershey's milk chocolate, Cadbury chocolate mini eggs. I think that's the premier candy when you get around Easter. Those mini eggs are delicious. Again, keep your cream egg for yourself.
Cream egg, baby.
And then the top two, you know what it's going to.
Hershey's egg.
Or Reese's peanut egg. Butter cups. And number one, Reese's peanut butter eggs.
All day.
Boom. Yeah.
Some other ones that missed it. I told you, peanut Reese's is number one. What do you think's number one in San Francisco?
Hershey.
They're fancy. Justin's. Peanut butter cups.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
Only go for Justin's.
And then also they say basically zero jelly transfer. Beans are a basically just like a the day before Easter is when everybody buys them.
Okay.
And it tastes like
you wouldn't eat them fresh.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Fresh jelly beans.
Have fun dyeing your potatoes.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Chef of the Day is coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it!
is unbelievable.
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, kind of at 5:08. We'll drink a toast with the Shot of the Day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hart and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Crosswalks right here in Seattle have now been targeted by hackers, informing pedestrians that, quote, this crosswalk is sponsored by Amazon Prime.
Did you hear any of those?
No.
Oh, they were hilarious. Mm-hmm.
Right, and it's like...
It went on from there.
I understand that we can't condone it, and we do got to get in there and fix it and whatnot. Can we also admit that it's funny?
It is. I laugh my ass off watching on the news.
People are freaking out. Oh, my God. Like, it's a computer system with a voice on it.
Yeah.
Guess what? It can be programmed. Jeez, a whiz. There's a new study into whether sound waves can curb fat growth.
We know you're not going to diet. You're not going to eat right. You're not going to... We've told you all of this, so now we're working on sound waves, for God's sake.
And that's immediately where mine goes as well. Like, we know how to get rid of fat.
Right.
You eat right, you eat less, you start exercising.
That's what I'm saying. But we know you're not going to do
it. You could lay on a speaker.
Exactly. You could lay on a speaker. You get one of those things, you know, back in the day where it shook the fat right out of you.
Just punching and
gut. Right. You stand on one of those little boards that's supposed to, it's really good for your core health. Sitting on a doggone ball at the office instead of using a chair because that's great for you. Like, stop it. Drinking lemon water. Shut up. Eat the stuff that you know you're supposed to eat. Exercise the way you know you're supposed to exercise. Boom. There you go.
Yep.
Some people don't.
They don't.
That's so
boring. I mean, none of us should drink alcohol or smoke or anything else.
That's so boring. We know you're not going to do it.
Right. Yeah.
Sound waves.
Also, ain't nobody in here complaining about their being overweight. We know why.
Yeah.
I eat stupid crap. You know, look at the stuff that I brought up to the studio today. That was stupid of me to do that.
What did you bring in?
Yeah.
I mean, I had like Sour Patch Kids and I had a Dr. Pepper.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Was that your lunch?
No.
And that was it.
No, let's
have a little snack.
Leftover yakisoba from last night.
Ooh, yakisoba.
Oh, yeah. I got.
I learned that in my mixed martial arts class.
I got a dingy little teriyaki joint that's within walking distance of my place.
Perfect.
So you get home and, you know, just kind of enjoy a little bit of a...
Weed.
Yeah. You can walk right on down.
Yakisoba always has a weird taste to me.
Does it? Well, it's a different kind of noodle.
Yeah, maybe I'm not into soba.
Could be.
I like sobis.
Sobis?
They don't make those anymore. Yeah. I sound old.
Do they not make sobi anymore? Sorry, I'm going to
think so.
The UK is banning EU cheese and meat imports to combat foot and mouth disease.
Ah, what is going on with that?
I don't know. But I like how the UK is banning EU products.
Like, wait a foot and mouth, and be like, good on you, man. I don't want that. From eating meat and cheese?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, European
cheese. Better be some good cheese, some good meat.
At least we just have good old-fashioned E. coli.
What is foot and mouth disease? Does anybody know?
It's weird to talk too much.
Right? Yeah. Like, I've only ever heard of it.
I met that person at the bar.
Oh, no. I feel like we've all
been... I don't know, but it's not good.
Is it different than, like, Mad Cow?
Oh, it's got to be. Otherwise, it'd be the same name. Are you Googling this?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Mouth disease.
He types faster.
Symptoms. There we go.
So probably evacuate your bowels.
Hand, foot, and mouth disease, HFMD, is a contagious viral illness that primarily affects children, and its symptoms include a fever, sore throat, a rash with painful sores in the mouth, hands, and feet.
Oh.
You start growing feet out of your mouth.
God.
You looking at images?
I mean, not really.
Okay, done.
It's just got a bunch of baby puffy hands. It just looks like you've got like chicken pox on your hands.
All right. Always a good look.
I got to imagine.
They got some fat fingers.
They do, man. Goodness gracious, that's a healthy baby. A new study found that political leaders' dark personalities drive division and polarization.
Well, no kidding.
Haven't we been saying that for a while now?
I mean, as long as politics have existed, that's
exactly.
All.
Exactly.
Since then.
What do you know? The tactic of screw you, we're in charge now doesn't exactly bond the two sides.
So they had to research that, huh?
Yeah, they had to give somebody money to figure out that. What do you know? You got douchebags up there in the Oval Office. Kind of causes a little division. Well, now it's our douchebag. Good for you. There's an article exploring whether or not airships are the future of sustainable air travel.
Have we already been through this?
Are they fast enough?
No.
Well, they said they can get up to like 120 miles an hour, believe it or not.
But don't planes fly at like 400?
They do, but they said the alternative would be like instead of looking at it as a plane ride, treat it like a train ride.
Sure.
All right.
Right? Just because of the speed that it can go.
Right. So, and I'm not going to lie. Like, if
I need a boy to see the country.
I would love to jump in up an Origin airship. However, I'd travel a lot for these auctions that I do. Like,
it wouldn't be good for that kind of travel.
No. If I got to jump into that kind of airship to fly across the country, well, now a 6-hour flight's, 18.
Well, that's why it'd be a vacation, not a trip.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
Like a cruise ship in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. New research found that children who were hugged by their parents more between the ages of 5 and 10 showed more open, contentious, and agreeable traits as they grew into young adults than those that didn't get enough.
I very specifically stopped hugging my kids at 5.
Good.
I started again at 11. Yeah. I'm not giving you the good years.
Right.
Well, if you're dealing with someone who's a real ass, I mean, it's always been like, did your mom not hug you?
Yeah, I know. That's
right,
always,
it's always been a throwaway. Yeah. Like your dad didn't love you. Nobody gave you a hug when you were a kid.
Yeah, we needed a study. Thank you. Yeah.
Somebody should have hugged you when you were a child. Chat, Bob would come at you. There's a new rubric for a longer life that it suggests eating more meat in your childhood and then switching to more greens in your golden years.
I think most people do that anyway based on what doctor's orders are.
It does seem to work out that way.
Doctor's orders and flavor profile. You think about it. Kids have a hard time eating their vegetables. You know, Steve, I get that you're kind of an outlier.
Taste them.
Right, you're kind of an outlier because you just don't like vegetables,
nah,
period.
I really
but
don't.
Same thing with kids. Like, you can't get them to eat their vegetables because they taste nasty. Bitter hasn't quite unlocked on their tongue yet.
Right.
However, as you get older, like, actually, this radicchio ain't that bad.
I feel like everyone is about age 14 where if they're going to like onions, sounds about there.
That's a fair call.
Little later. It took me like 30.
Well, you're a late bloomer.
I am. All of a sudden, I remember that day. All of a sudden, I was like, this salad
is good.
Right,
yeah.
If I put like red onion on this salad, that might actually taste really good.
Dude, I can tell you, I was eating a burger and it had red onion on it, and I just forgot to take it off. I was like, wait a minute.
What a combo.
I like this. It's awesome. Yeah.
I'm on a hunt for red onions.
The hunt for red onions. The Webb Telescope has detected what is being called the best evidence yet of life beyond our solar system.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. We can't get there.
Yeah, I
know. Do you guys know what month we are celebrating here? It is National IBS Awareness Month.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
The Men's Room Top 10.
The Men's Room Top 10. 10 fun facts about irritable bowel syndrome. Irritable bowel syndrome is a lot like an old man ordering an egg salad sandwich and a glass of cold milk at a questionable truck stop / deli on I-80 in Kansas. You want to make sure you're close to goods and services when that dam decides to break. First, you feel the pressure build as it takes the switchbacks through your intestinal tract. And when it gets to the finish line, you better be buckled onto that porcelain god as you start to pray and spray.
My God. So just to clear the air there, irritable bowel syndrome is a common disorder that is uncomfortable but not dangerous. It changes your bowel movement patterns and makes your lower belly hurt. Your bowels may move more or move less depending on what you go through there. Foods that you eat and your emotions can sometimes trigger your symptoms, and taking medicine and changing the foods that you eat may help your symptoms. What causes it? Certain foods that you eat and your eating habits may trigger or worsen your symptoms, such as fatty meals, including fried foods, food that your body can't easily break down, such as wheat, dairy, beans, chocolate, coffee, tea, artificial sweeteners.
Good stuff.
Or certain fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Eating very large meals. Eating too quickly or waiting too long to eat. Your emotions, such as stress, anxiety, and depression, and fear can also cause it. Medicines, hormones. And the symptoms are dull aching or cramps in your lower belly that get better after you poop. Feeling that your belly is bloated or swollen. Constipation or diarrhea. A change in the texture of your stool. Slimy substance in your stool.
Ah!
And a feeling that you're not getting all of the stool out of your body. That's IBS. Now some fun facts about irritable bowel syndrome. Let's see here. IBS can only be diagnosed by a medical professional, they say. Approximately 20 to 40% of all visits to gastroenterologists are due to IBS symptoms. For those with IBS, an additional burden comes from living in a society where the word bowel may scarcely be spoken. Individuals must cope with the multiple symptoms that affect every aspect of their lives. Those around them may be unaware of the impact or even the existence of the disorder.
Bowel!
Yeah, it's not all.
Shout it out.
Not
hum bowel. It's our hum bowel movement.
4 out of 5 people reported pain as the most frequent factor contributing to the severity of their IBS.
I had a friend, she probably still has it. It doesn't go away. And that was the thing.
Just hurt like hell.
She was in pain.
God.
I just said they got to poop a lot.
They do. And, like, urgently so.
I feel like it's not one of, you know, you and I can brew one up and like, oh man, in about 25, 30 minutes, I'm going to have to lay this one down.
Correct.
It sounds like for them, it's like, ah! It's like, you know, Miles drinking his cocktail there to go in for a colonoscopy.
Wasn't that why they changed that rule in the state of Washington, like you got to let people use the bathroom?
Really?
Is it the drummer? Somebody from one of the bands has it.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And he was like, hey, man, like, yes. I got to be able to use the bathroom sometimes. It happens so quick.
I remember that. I forget who. But you're right. I forget.
Who's the drummer that's in every band in Seattle?
Matt Cameron?
Is it? Oh, sorry. I don't want to put that on him if that's not him.
Right? Or are you thinking Crohn's disease?
Sorry, Mr. Cameron.
Let's see some more fun facts about IBS. Nearly 2,000 patients with IBS reported in a survey that diagnosis of their IBS was typically made 6.6 years after the symptoms began.
Damn.
See something, say something, guys. If you suspect it, just go talk to somebody. Treatments are available for IBS to help manage symptoms, but not all treatments work for all people. Through research, better treatments may be found. Although IBS is common in the general population, few seek medical care for their symptoms because, quite frankly, it's embarrassing.
Right.
You know, it's I'm having problems with my pooper. I don't want to go and talk to somebody. Do it anyway.
Problems with my pooper. Yes, if you state it like that.
Don't worry. Your doctor.
Boss, I'm having problems with my pooper.
I would definitely go to the doctor.
Yeah,
hey, I've had problems back there. Like that's one that anything in the entertainment and dining area, you know.
Right.
You go to the doctor.
Your doctor has heard and seen it all. If you're trying to keep it from your friends and your family and your loved ones, okay, find a reason to sneak off and go to the doctor, but get yourself diagnosed. Get it figured out.
Yeah, I'm with you. And even if you know, like, it's one thing to have, like, diarrhea or something, but if you had it, like, two or three days, like, I'd be like, all right, I got to go to the doctor. Right. Something's really wrong.
Just go talk to somebody.
You were feeling well.
IBS is unpredictable. Symptoms vary and are sometimes contradictory. Diarrhea can alternate with constipation. Long-term symptoms can disrupt personal and professional activities and limit individual potential. So it's not just diarrhea. Sometimes it's straight constipation.
By the way, Ted, you might want to apologize to Matt Cameron.
Uh-oh.
All right.
It's Mike McCready.
Oh, it's McCready.
Pearl Jam has Crohn's.
Okay.
But right, somehow Matt Cameron has IBS.
That's why I was going that route. I was like, I'm pretty sure McCready's the one that's got Crohn's.
Yeah, so. But Ted said Matt Cameron has IBS. I don't know.
Yeah.
We have
neither confirmed nor denied that Matt Cameron has Pearl IBS. Jams?
Matt, please call to clarify.
Yeah, both at Pearl Jam. Somebody at Pearl Jam has tummy issues.
Go ahead. Tell that to Mike.
Which one of y'all got tummy issues?
Got the tummy issues. How you doing, man?
The impact.
You just tummy hurt?
You got a little tummy ache there?
Yeah, want a little milk? That'll help smooth it out.
You want a hot pad for them cramps? The impact of IBS can range from mild inconvenience to severe debilitation. It can control many aspects of a personal, emotional, social, and professional life. Persons with moderate to severe IBS must struggle with symptoms that often impair their physical, emotional, economic, and educational, as well as social well-being.
If we're going to date, just ignore the number 69.
No. Oh, I can't get a job because I'm in the bathroom.
The gun has always gone freshly off. You can't trust it. Stress does not cause IBS. However, because of the connections between the brain and the gut, stress can worsen or trigger symptoms. Okay, I'm sorry. Then that's not a fact. That's incorrect.
But to me, that feels like the same thing.
The symptoms are the thing. The stress itself doesn't do it. Your brain is stressed out, and so then it connects to the gut. So the stress didn't do it. Your brain reacted to the stress. Okay, the stress did it then.
Right. Here's a simple thing. Whatever medical issue you have, seriously, whatever it is, stress makes it worse.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that number said, hey.
Brings on anxiety.
Stress out more and this will go away.
And it will go right away. Sleep
right. Less. That's why, like, when you talk about sports, like, you don't go, you know, there's pressure on people, right? Like, I like the pressure on me. You don't go, nobody goes, I want stress on me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not stressed out about hitting this ball, but I enjoy the pressure of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, no one enjoys stress.
Right.
Right, exactly. Like, I'm not stressed before we do new originals. Now, am I nervous? Yes. Is there pressure? Yes. You know, but I wouldn't say it stresses me out. It's like I'm breaking out in hives.
Exactly. No, stress is when the world is on your shoulder and pushing you down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stress is, oh man, that paycheck really needs to show up right about now.
Correct.
I might lose the house.
Right.
I don't know what I'm eating tomorrow. That's stress. Oh, mercy. The exact cause of IBS is not known.
It's the IBS monster. Hides under your bed, bites you when you're a child. Next thing you know, IBS.
The IBS fairy.
Mm-hmm.
Just visits you one time when you're a kid, like, there you go.
You thought it was the tooth fairy, didn't you?
Have fun.
You got IBS now.
Ted's going to make fun of your hurt tummy all the time.
But you're not alone. Matt Cameron has it too.
Here you go, Matt Cameron. Please, can we leave his name out of this?
All right.
Ted said Matt Cameron has IBS. Don't worry, you're like a celebrity.
So we got a weird email I get from Kathy.
Did you
try to get Ben Shepherd on the show? It probably blew the whole thing. Oh, we're gonna ask him.
Matt is not answering my emails. Did you say something about his IBS?
Is Matt Cameron the only drummer that's never not gone without a shirt? It's a good point.
Yeah. When does he get a day off?
Who, Matt Cameron?
He doesn't. Like, if one band stops, the other one's like, we're going on tour.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a great gig, man.
He's a workhorse, man.
He is.
Yeah, especially with his IBS. Yeah, that's upset.
Wow.
Though the exact cause of IBS is not known, symptoms may result from a disturbance in the way the gut, brain, and nervous system interact. This can cause changes in normal bowel movement and sensation. So does that suggest that it's neurological?
Maybe.
You know what
maybe.
I mean? Like, it's...
But even if not, they know that
I hate to sound insulting here, but is it kind of like a mind over matter situation?
Probably not.
Right?
Probably chemical.
Chemical, yeah, very likely. Most likely. Most persons with IBS are under the age of 50, but many older adults suffer as well.
So when does it go away at 50? It's like AARP in reverse. No, at that point, they just expect you to ask your parents.
That's right. At that point.
We don't diagnose it at this age. It's just whatever.
No, it just depends, Miles.
Right.
Yes. And then this is the number one fun fact about IBS. Matt Cameron of Pearl Jam. Worldwide, it's estimated that 5 to 10% of the population has IBS.
Damn.
All right.
There you go. That's a fun fact right there.
By the way, speaking of Matt Cameron, drummer of Soundgarden.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can vote on them for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There's like 2 days left to vote, so that's how we save that.
Good job, Miles.
Seriously, they deserve to be in
there. You are the corporate man
right
there.
I was just trying to figure out a way for Miles to get that in.
Yeah, well done, Ted.
That's I voted.
I voted. What have you done?
Well, I suggested Matt Cameron to begin with.
Ted played the anchor here. He set you up there, Miles.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I'm taking all the heat.
Trying to be that chick at the bar.
Ted's dumb. You know, he doesn't know who's got tummy issues. I do.
Kayfabe, Miles. Come on now.
That's right.
An OnlyFans model in New Hampshire is facing charges for her content.
What does she do on OnlyFans?
I'll tell you all.
R. Kelly knows. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to Dragon Time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting. Yes, indeed. And today we toast an anonymous man from San Luis Obispo, California. All you need to know is that this guy, he happened to hit the California lottery, 1 million, triple red, 777 game. And a lot of people win a lottery. Certainly, a lot of people win more. He decided to go unnamed. He didn't want to talk to reporters. But the guy that sold him the ticket, he was more than happy to. Apparently, this guy was a regular customer of hers, of his. So he was happy that this guy won. He says he couldn't contain his joy for the customer during the interview. He says, I was so excited, even more than him. He's a good person. He deserves every penny. The reason I'm saying all this, near and dear to my heart personally, the guy that hit the $1 million jackpot, homeless dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
So nice. Somebody who needed it.
Well, the first words out of his mouth were, I'm going to buy a house. I'm going to buy a car. I'm not homeless anymore. And that's it.
He's in California?
Anybody want to say I'm doing
business? They're going to take half the money, so that's going to be $500,000.
Now you get about $620.
You get $620.
And that's already a house in San Luis Obispo, a tiny one. But you can always move. But anyway, good on you, man. $1 million. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchona.
Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.